Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and this is my co-host, Tracy Mahan.
Hi.
Woohoo!
The last one I posted on YouTube, we both were kind of like frozen with our hands up in the air. So I think we should just be like we're on a roller coaster through the whole
Okay.
show.
Woo!
Yeah. Because who doesn't want to go click on the thing where everybody's like, it's exciting.
What are they doing?
Okay, hopefully we did that enough now that I can get a good screenshot of that. So, all right, we got Cindy. She's the first one. She gets an award. What does she get? She gets us to herself for whatever time it takes before someone else gets into that chat room and starts chatting. Hi, Cindy. And yes, I will take a sip of water. Look, I matched my book.
You do. Oh
Oh my
my
God.
goodness. Yes.
I didn't plan it really. But hey,
And
why not?
your amulet there too.
Yes, isn't that beautiful?
You're
Don't
just
ask me what
all
it is.
matchy-matchy.
I try, and then my eyes are blue, right? Okay, so far Cindy is competing with herself in the chat room. I think there
Wow.
are other viewers, so let's just go through the spiel. If you are listening live, please come on over to BBS Radio TV on Facebook. We are live. You can click on the banner. It opens it up. It shows you the chat. If you're watching this at a later time, Friday nights, 5 p.m. Pacific, 7 Central, 8 Eastern, come on over. We would love to have you live. We answer a lot of the audience questions. So think about that. You want to
Yeah,
see
you
smoke come out of our ears? Come over and ask us a question. We'd love to hear it.
really.
So. Cindy says this color looks good on me.
It does.
So,
It really
thank
does.
you.
Yes.
Yeah, thanks.
She bats her eyelashes.
Anyways, all good stuff. Yeah. All right. So it's still just Cindy in there. Are you guys
That's
lost?
odd.
She's at
Cindy,
least
what did
chatting.
you do? Did you barricade the doors or
I
something?
think
Or
so, but this is the fun part is there's new chats coming up. She's very it's you're being very interactive with me, Cindy, and that's great. So oh, she always wanted to be an only child. Oh.
oh, there you go. Okay. Well, this is what it feels like.
Yeah, you're the only one in the chat room. Just oh, Judy's competing. Don't don't
Oh.
don't. All right, we got competition in there with Judy from Australia, Cindy from Texas. Let's see if we can get oh, Tracy from Australia. Good, Australia's starting to wake up now. Get you guys in there. All right, well, energy. Oh my God,
Energy. Yes.
so many cool things going on. But do we feel like they're cool in the moment? We don't know. It's like, what's happening? What's going on? What's why this? Gap of time and space and things, right? So many practitioners have said it's really slow. The last week or so has been really slow. And I'm like, yeah, same thing here. So when I
Interesting.
went into the channeling, into the meditation, I asked, why is it so slow? And I love the answer I got because this is not something I would have thought of, right?
Okay.
So when it's something I wouldn't think to say,
Yeah.
that's when I trust that it's probably a little bit higher wisdom.
Right. Yeah, it's not colored by your conscious mind.
Right. Thank you. Colored. That was such a precious way of saying you're not influencing. So, yeah. So,
Well, that
didn't stain it with your own. My goodness.
with your stuff.
Yeah, it didn't muck it up with what's going on in here. Okay.
But
So
hey,
still,
just real quick. That's
yeah.
important though. That is really, 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 really,
Isn't
really
it?
important. Yes.
It's
And
so
some people
important.
just want to take channelers just at face value and not even consider that factor. You have to look at what muck are they putting in there with their conscious mind, because it comes through there. It's a filter and it
Yeah.
can pick things up. It's a sticky process.
Especially if you're a conscious channel, which I am, you got to stay as clean with that as you can. And So yeah, that's one of the things that I like to talk about is, you know, use discernment, because that channel is being influenced by the channeler. So yeah. If you resonate with the channeler, you'll probably resonate with the channel that they're bringing in, which is great. Anyway, so do you want to hear what came in?
Yes, I do.
You guys want to hear what came in? Let's see.
Please say yes. Please say yes. Yeah.
Cindy's got company in there now. Now we got Lenny and Judy and Tracy and
wow. Their channel. Okay.
So anyways, it was, have you seen that movie Remote, I think is what it was called, with Adam Sandler, where he wanted to fast forward through certain parts to get to the good stuff and all of that. And so his body would run on autopilot while he was bouncing forward to whatever next.
I vaguely remember something about a remote. Is that not the right movie? Something about a remote kept doing things. They would actually.
Yeah, he would hit pause or fast forward and stuff like that. And then the whole family would do whatever around him. But then, you know, then it ends up fast forwarding his life. And then next thing you know, he's old and he's like, what happened? And he was being told, well, you were running on autopilot, you know, kind of like an autopilot. Then I saw another movie that just came out, and I don't want to be a spoiler on it. It's on Prime. Can't remember what the name of it is. So there, it's hard to spoil it.
But she puts
this thing on, and it takes her and puts her into this avatar body, right? And so same kind of thing. So they're talking about, well, what happens when she's not in the avatar body? And they say, oh, the AI unit runs the body then. So it's still a functioning body. And it's kind of like the backdrop people that we were talking about. So I wanted
or it's like, I know that one of my pieces or whatever is on a ship in suspended animation that, you know?
So,
yeah.
So the buildup is here. We're building it up. So it's like, why are my, like I literally, it was like taking a week off in a sense. I have a session tomorrow, but I had only like one reading. November's booking up like crazy. I'm like, what's going on? So I want to know, because that's so rare. And so I asked, well, why was that? And none of my sessions were channeling sessions. And tomorrow, and now I feel like I'm back in business, but tomorrow's my first session since that's happened.
Okay.
And so when I asked, they said, well, we needed to put you on autopilot so that we could use your consciousness somewhere else.
Oh.
Like in one of the other avatars. We needed you somewhere else this week. And so we put you on autopilot. Mm-hmm. Well, what have I been doing? I've been cleaning a garage. I've been cleaning house. I've been assembling things. I've been doing things. I haven't been on a phone. I haven't been interacting.
That don't take a lot of conscious.
No, just kind of like an autopilot thing. And looking at it, I was just like, holy smokes, everything I did this week could have been done on autopilot.
Wow.
Absolutely. And so they were saying you were needed somewhere else, so we had to clear your schedule so that you could help over here. Well, what did we talk about last week? The reset.
That's right. Yeah.
And I'm getting chills. So we talked about the reset, and is that possible that we went through a reset? Well, then I'm hearing from all these other people, I'm having the weirdest week. I have like no clients. It's like, really?
Yeah.
This is what I'm hearing. I'm hearing that we're all somewhere else. I think we're back now because I got the information, and now I feel like I'm, you know, buzzing again. But it was really an interesting week. But I was content. I wasn't panicking, like, what's going on? A crisis? No, there was no crisis. It was just because, like I said, things were coming in, but they were coming in for November.
Later.
Yeah. Like, oh, that's interesting. I have appointments open this week and they're booking for November. Like, I was like, is it not showing up on the calendar?
It's just not a good week. So, it's Halloween coming up.
Halloween's coming up. Yeah, they're focused on that costume. They don't want to be checking in with higher self.
Gotta be home.
Yeah. So anyways, I thought, how interesting, how much fun. Got to dig deeper into that one, find out, well, what are we doing in this other space that we're in?
Absolutely.
But yeah, and to have so many other people, other practitioners and all kinds of, well, this week was really slow, but I got a bunch coming up and da da da. I'm like, isn't that interesting that this is a theme, that there's a lot of people. So if you've been experiencing anything that mirrors that, please comment, because I think that's that collectively we've all been kind of called off planet for a minute to collaborate and go, okay, maybe it's about the reset. Like, dang it, kids, we had to reset your butts again. So let's,
you know, and that's the thing is we're not going to know, you know, although I've asked to be aware when anything happens, but maybe that one's just too much. You know, it's like that one's off limits. You're not going to be aware of that one. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, sometimes we don't get all the information, but I thought that was interesting to tell me that
you know, if they do a flashy thingy, that completely resets. So you're not going to remember that, or you're not going to be aware of it.
No. Anyways, so that was my big thing, I guess, this week, as I was like, what's happening? What's going on? but, you know, busy enough doing things, like I said, doing things online or organizing things, but not anything that I needed to like really connect or be very, you know, in that conscious state of mind. They were kind of the, yeah. Cool, right?
Very cool.
Might as well call it cool. It could be a lot of things. So let's just call it cool.
Hey, that's my word for everything, because then you come in with an attitude of open-mindedness rather than, oh my God, you know, if you come in with fear or any of those caution things, then you're closing things off and you're not open to the possibilities. And until we know better, how about let's see what the possibilities are.
Well, and to know that we can, you know, like we can have an aspect of our consciousness of this mm-hmm. version of me mm-hmm. is still here, you know, playing the autopilot part where another, like, say 70-80% of my consciousness goes where else. Mm-hmm. It can happen like that. Tracy's saying the movie with Adam Sandler was Click.
Click, okay.
So if you guys want to go see that, that was it. Or it's an older movie, so you'd have to pull it up.
I remember is that remote. If it's the same one, and it probably is because it's only only one probably out there that it focuses around a remote control.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And he could fast forward and rewind. And of mm-hmm. course, there's the strange man.
And what I remember is the end. And that's where it's like all settles in. They've got it all solved and everything. And then the remote's sitting there and it's like somebody grabs for it and it's like, no, something like that, you know? So
right.
If it's the same movie.
Yeah. So Judy's saying, yeah, I feel like we had the big reset last week. And yeah, that was a week ago. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, so there's my stuff. There's my story. I don't have a lot of session stuff to share because, you know, I was cleaning a garage and those kind of things. But we got a lot of things done. Creating
there
a man.
You go. And we need to do this so often, too. You know, but that's where, I don't remember if it was last week or the week before, that we were talking about all these things and what's going on and what we're doing, everything. And that's when they come there like, and you're just still barely, you know. So that's what we have to remember is we have barely scratched the scratch of the scratch of the scratch. And so we keep thinking, oh, we have all this information. And of course we're doing things like that. You know, if we barely touch the surface, then anything is possible of what we are. We are huge, powerful beings, you know? So we can do all these things. And we don't have an inkling. That's what they're saying right now. You don't have an inkling of what's really going on. So
love it.
Let's just go, cool.
Yeah, that's cool. Okay, anything's possible. Maybe that did happen. How fun is
Absolutely.
That?
Absolutely. And that was fun last week, just doing that kind of playing and roaming all those things. And so, you know, rather not taking it so seriously that it makes you scared, you know, because that sometimes that does that. And it's like just treating it like a fun thing, you know, and let's just, what if, you know, maybe we can, maybe we, you know, it's like, and I like those kind of what ifs rather than, you know, we have a tendency, the human mind and the human part of us has a tendency to do the negative what ifs. And it's like, but it's okay if you want to do the positive what ifs, because we always forget those. What if this happens? What if this happens? That's a possibility too.
Yeah, we're spending energy on it. Let's look at what could happen in a positive way. Let's do it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. All right, you guys, tell us about your week. We want to know. I know Judy's saying that she could feel the big reset as well. And we've got, okay, Lenny's got deep purple three-leaf clovers growing in the backyard. Yeah, I have seen clovers that are not green. Okay, so has anyone ever seen clovers that are not green? Yeah. There's clover seeds that come up purple and red and green. And so there are different colors of clover. But if it's in your grass, that's interesting. I know clover seeds, something that we actually, the farmers grow out here. So maybe that's why I'm more familiar with it. Because
you're very familiar with clover.
Yeah, my dad runs it. So, but it is beautiful.
Countries have clover.
Yeah, people will come out and sit with their little painting easels and paint the clover fields.
Oh, so nice. Yeah.
So, Lenny, you're not wrong. It is gorgeous. Mm-hmm. And there's been many a times, because sometimes they're on rolling hills out here, you know, and so then you get these beautiful colors in these rolling hills, and it's just something out of a movie, you know. And here's this farmer like, what are they doing? Oh yeah, you farm this, so you're not looking at it with the same eye.
Right, yeah, I'm ready to cut it. Why are you in my field? I can't cut.
He had one field, canola oil apparently grows beautiful yellow color.
Oh, okay.
He did that one year. He thought, well, I'll try canola. And so he planted some rolling hills with canola oils. And oh my gosh, people would pull off of the highway to see it. Wow. And take pictures. And again, there would be two or three people with their little painting easels painting it. And like, it made it on the news because so many people were distracted by it. But the bummer side of it was it wasn't good for the soil. So replanting those fields the next year, it was depleted. So he had to rethink that strategy. But we had a year of beautiful, like, mm-hmm. He has some beautiful fields that face one of the main highways near us. And so it was an eye catcher. People would see that driving mm-hmm. to the coast or something. And so just made for part of their journey.
Yeah,
it is pretty out here. I say that, and it's been pouring down rain all day, and the wind all of that. That's what we put up with to get the beautiful trees and hills. Yeah. So, mm-hmm. yeah. But as anyone else is out in a sunny blue sky kind of day, enjoy that, because yeah, out here it's been.
I think it rains a lot.
Pouring down rain. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. But that's Oregon and Washington for you. So, yeah. All right. Tell me, what do you got?
What do people need to know today?
Yeah. Just put on those little radar things and ask, what do people need to know?
You know, before the show, I was thinking it didn't even give me the thing, but it was like I knew at the point. It was like, this is very important to talk about.
Oh. Was it when we were talking about influences on channeling?
No, I mean, I just had, like, I knew at that time, but I don't know what it was. It was like whenever they were like, well, you talk about, it's like they, like I was expected to know, like I knew, but I don't know right now. I couldn't tell you what it is, but it's like, there's something that needs to be talked about.
Maybe you should make it up.
Well, I'm trying to. I'm working on, like, can I come up with anything? And it's, it'll come in. I'm sure our people there have that we can.
Well, right now we're competing for rain. Yeah. Judy's got rain constantly. As Cindy's saying, she finally got rain. I'm telling you what, Cindy, Judy and I will send you some rain in Texas. We will send it to you, because I think we have enough to share. We're sharing.
I'm supposed to get rain tomorrow.
Are you? Yeah. See, it rains good there too when it rains. So, mm-hmm. But you also have the beautiful trees to prove it. Mm-hmm. And yeah. Okay. So we're tuning into Julia, everyone. We're going to tap into what was it that was important for us to talk about on the show today. So as everybody tunes in. We'll I'm putting sound effects in there for everyone.
I like it.
Did you guys get it? Is it here yet? Okay, Let's see. Did any let's
what
we
you
got
come up with?
up here. Oh, we're still talking weather. Okay, guys, get off the weather. That's funny because it's, you know, it's one of those things where it's like, oh, now that we're in this beautiful fifth dimensional frequency, we're talking metaphysics all the time. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't
yeah, we still talk weather.
About the weather anymore. No, we're still talking weather. It's weather time. All
yeah.
right, let's see. Joyful. About the importance of being joyful. Erica's the reunion.
We'll talk about that.
We'll talk about that.
That wasn't it.
Okay. Getting hit by the psychic 2x4? No. About the shift. We already kind of, Mara, you probably
no,
might
it feels like it was something kind of like we were last.
Sorry. I was talking to Mara in the audience because she said about the shift, but we kind of already about the shift last week. But we kind of.
Well,
already,
but see, that's what I was just starting to say was it feels like it was something along the line or that kind of latitude, depth, whatever that we were doing last week. That's the feeling.
Okay.
So it's interesting that she's like something on last
okay,
week.
Mara, see, you're on it. Okay, I'm going to stop talking. Keep posted. It's coming in. We're going to get it. So something to the depths of the shift. Okay, we got a long, that was a long, Christy, I'm not going to be able to read all that. Is there a short way to?
You're going crazy, huh?
Big reset. Well, yeah, there's a big long thing, but she's responding to the reset. So yeah, maybe there is more to expand on with that.
Maybe.
With, you know, what is it that we're supposed to, or not supposed to, there is no supposed to in anything, right?
Right, right. Well, just think, so, especially since you got information along that line too. So it's like there's more to this. All that they're saying that they said a while ago is like, you've just barely scratched. Don't feel like you know this stuff. Don't feel like you understand it because you are barely understanding who you are. You have no idea. I mean, that's like, and while that might seem,
but it's so intentional to not know who you are because mm-hmm. you want to have this experience.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we can figure out that we want to have this experience.
Yeah, no, and that's a really good point. It's about the discovering, you know, and we're remembering who we are, you know, and all these things are helping us. It's just somewhere in here. It's like, I guess maybe that's the point is that don't feel like you know it all. Don't, because you don't know nothing. It's like, you know, we're discovering, yes, but it's easy to get caught in some things sometimes of, I got this figured out. I know everything. And I'm going to just vomit all over you with all my wonderful knowledge. Man, you know, and so it's like, I don't know why that's there, but it's like, please understand. And I don't have any idea if I'm even talking to anybody, but this is what it feels like. It's like, you don't know yet. You're just barely, this is all the path of discovery and you're just learning and it's going to get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And if you start figuring you have it all figured out, that's another way of closing down everything.
Yeah.
Because you're not open. That we started that way, didn't we? Open to possibilities, open to things. So there we go.
Yeah.
Maybe I did say it in the very beginning.
It was so simple yet so deep, right? So, I mean, if you think about it like being in first grade and you're learning uh-huh. your basic math
right.
and 1 + 1 and 2 + 2, and then you're like, oh my God, I got it.
Uh-huh.
And then what happens?
You move, so smart.
Level. You move up a level and say, okay, now let's do multiplications.
No.
And you're like, what? So then you got to learn all that and you're like, got it. And then they're mm-hmm. like, oh, really? Okay, well, now let's bring you into algebra or, you know, whatever's next. And you keep going up. So that's where we're at. No matter how many times we say, got it, then we get to learn the next level.
Right.
And then it's almost like you never use your basic. Your basic math might be the foundation, but, you know, you're using multiplications and everything else mm-hmm. all the time.
Yeah.
So you had to learn that foundation in order to get to those higher levels mm-hmm. of understanding, right? Math is such a nice tool for this exercise, isn't it? So
I love math.
I did too. Yeah.
I love playing with numbers.
I got set in my algebra one class. First, they started me off in my freshman year, algebra 1A, which was like before like algebra even. Yeah, it's like prepping you for algebra. And I got in there and they're like, oh, no, you need algebra one. So they moved me to a different class. And then I started doing that class. And they're like, okay, you're getting bored in here. We're sticking you in the back of the room. Here's the textbook. Just when you're done with one chapter, start the next one. And so I was done with the textbooks. And then I think they gave me the next textbook for something else afterwards. Cool. And there was a group of us, there was about five of us that sat in the back of the room, just do, and we'd do we'd just go at our own pace. And so, but then they threw me in geometry the next year. And I was like, that's a whole different demon. That's completely. Not math.
No. And that's, I had a hard time in that one too. I liked it, but it was confusing. You know, it just didn't make sense.
And you would think
I was using, everything came easily to me and like that. It's like, I understood it. I could do it. But there, I remember sitting in one test and being completely lost. And I was never like that. I always knew the answers. I did so good. And I ended up, I don't know if it was just nothing was computing that day. I don't know. But I remember, I mean, I was the only one left in the classroom. I was there and I'm trying to, I think it went into the lunch break and they were letting me, you know, like just finish the test. And I that never happened to me. I was like, I was so upset.
Okay. So Cindy's saying she was, geometry got her to see it's geometry. It screws you up. Don't go there.
Yeah.
Right.
But the other ones in the class got through. They didn't seem to be tripped up. It was just me that day.
I know. Linda, we're glad you made it. She's saying BBS radio didn't come up for her at first. So glad that you got it. You found it and you're here.
Yay.
Yay. Yes. Okay. Amanda, angel numbers have got me lately. The angel number 3 has been showing up. I love these angel messages through the numbers. Oh yeah. Gateway drug right there. Angel numbers and their communication. I may or may not have an angel number book and an angel number website connected to my phone and
on speed dial.
Yeah. When I found out you can make your own little icon on your phone for your favorite, like when you go to a website, you can make it into an icon if it's your favorite website. So the angel website is mine.
What?
You want proof, don't you? And I want to prove it. Let's see.
I just hold them all in there. You know, I don't delete them if it's something like that. I just hold them.
Let's see if we can get it on here. That darn reflection is going to kill it. Anyways, my angel number is right here. Nope, it just makes it worse, doesn't it? Now it's really going to be bad because now I've got my. But give me an angel number, you guys. I got the site up. See, it just comes right up there now. And then I can be like, what's your favorite number, Julia?
Well, it's not my favorite number, but it's just what popped in my head when you were like,
oh yeah, do it.
789.
Cool. And see, this is what's nice about this one is it goes into like.
It does them all.
Something. Yeah, it does them all. Okay. 789. There we go. Okay. Everybody ready? I hope I'm ready because that's a lot to read.
I think the second paragraph is the main one, isn't it?
I think so. Okay, angel number 789 brings a message about your lifestyle and career choices. The angels guide, encourage, and support you as you focus upon your life purpose as a light worker. Angel number 789 may be a message to prompt you towards your new soul's calling. Okay, somebody needs to hear that, right? If you've been feeling unclear or confused about your true life purpose, angel number 789 is strongly prompting to listen to your intuition and follow its guidance. It is time to steer your life and career towards a spiritually based practice. I wonder what they could do. QHHD? Heart-based service, QHHD? Maybe this is why you got this one, right?
Maybe.
Souls prompting are leading you in the right direction. 789 is a sign your angels are helping you to manifest financial supply and sustain and support along your life's journey. Okay, so this is, sorry, I'm going to see if I can read this because it kind of cuts it off. It is Sacred Scribe Angel Numbers, I believe is what that is. Sacred Scribe Angel Numbers. And anyways, yeah, you can just go and pick a number and so much fun. It's like, okay, that number keeps coming up. What's my message? Mm-hmm. Always appropriate. So.
And that's what you want to do. I mean, that's what it's telling you. If a number keeps coming up, it's trying to get your attention. Either it's just trying to get your attention and get you to stop for a few seconds so that you can do whatever, shifting whatever needs to happen, downloads, who knows, whatever it is about. Or it's about, you know, your angels, your beings, you know, your guides are there. That's how I look at them. When I see repeating numbers, it's like them talking to me saying, hey, we're right here with you.
Yeah.
It's all good. And if it keeps on going, then sometimes I'll just, if it's odd numbers that keep happening, whatever, then I'll look it up. That'd be the next step. It's like, well, is there another message there that I'm not getting?
Yeah. I see 10-10 all the time. So when October 10th came around, I'm like, what? It was a normal day.
Yeah.
I didn't have anything to do with it, but, mm-hmm. And we got, you know, we're going to have a November 11th come up, mm-hmm. And 11-11 portal.
Yeah.
Fun. So yeah, I like it when the numbers do those kind of things, mm-hmm. And we all can get into the energy of it and get excited about it.
Yeah.
Like the Lion's Gate 888 and mm-hmm. those types of things. They're very fun. Bravo on the angel numbers. Portal, yes. to information. It's a great way for them to talk to us. Yeah. What other fun things? I'm trying to think if I have had, because I'll usually do that. I think I've talked about that a couple of times where I'll be driving to a session. And it's like, is there anything I need to know before I go?
Yeah.
Something will stand out to me. And then I get there and it turns out it's very relevant.
Right.
So it's interesting to just invite that kind of stuff to happen.
Absolutely. And just be open and allow it. You know, rather than trying to analyze it and critique it all, they're getting you shutting down when you do things like that. Just be open and just, you know, whatever happens, you'll get to where you start trusting it. And then it's just, it just flows through very easily. But then what you're looking for is that you will recognize it. You know, okay, it's coming in. I'm allowing it in. Now will I notice it? So.
Well, you know, we did this in Texas where, you know, the day I was sitting on the dock and I was like, okay, what do you want me to notice? And like, mm-hmm. Oh my God, it was so magical. It was like something out of a movie.
Yeah.
With all the things that were showing up and I'm seeing them and I'm da 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 da. And then I said, okay, why'd you show me all this? Okay, well, what did each thing mean?
Yeah.
And so I went to each thing and all the different things that were happening and what their symbology was. So then I had all of you guys do that, right? And we all ended up getting some really cool mm-hmm. information. Or mirroring, and it's so amazing to just be like, okay, like right now, audience, wherever you're sitting, look around you. What's standing out to you? What's the thing you're noticing?
Put it in, just whatever is you notice, whatever jumps out.
List three things that you notice around you.
Yeah, and it can be anything.
Yeah, we're gonna play with you guys. Uh-huh. Like this. This is good stuff. Yeah, we'll have fun with it. So, yeah. Do you have three things?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm doing this too.
Maybe. Yeah. After we get some people with three things in there, we can start with you with three things.
Okay. One just caught.
Did you guys see how she did that? She's looking at, mm-hmm. for the thing that stands out. Mm, okay. Mm-hmm. I like it.
Well, only one thing is standing out to me.
Okay. Maybe that's all we
need. Yeah. Yeah, but you know what?
All right. We don't have anybody posting yet, but you guys are going to wish that you had. Mm-hmm. So get your buns in there, start posting. What are the three things you see around you? And I'm sorry if you're watching this on YouTube later. I probably won't come in and play this with you because it's going to be
well, it'll still work. I mean, just
yeah,
still just do it. You know, you're going to hear
things.
Yeah, because, and then what we do here will help you understand what that, but go ahead and do it now. And then
you can break it down for yourself. Yes. True, true, true. Okay. We're getting a couple in here now. Okay. So what was the thing that stood out to you?
I have a picture on my wall, that I can see what it's something about because someone I love is in heaven. I can't remember the rest of it, but it's like it's a picture of a cardinal. And when I saw it, it was like, oh, I have to get that because that's mom. You know, that reminds me of mom every time I look at one. And that's the only thing that stood out. So
that's all we need, right? So this picture reminded you of mom. And what did that make you? What was the feeling that came with that?
When I saw it, it was just like, there we go. You know, it was that kind of, I don't know if I made a reaction, but it was that it was just this. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's it. That's it right there. Mm-hmm. Okay. So when you put that, let's develop it a little bit, you know, your mom, you're following in her footsteps, you're teaching the class, you're doing a lot of the things that she's doing. So how do you interpret this picture being the one thing that stood out to you? Better yet, ask it. What does it want you to
know? That's what I'm when I look back at it now, it's like it's watching over me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's the thing, because it's at up here to me, and that's how it just feels like it's watching over me.
Yeah.
So maybe it's that, it's that. And then the word that's really jumping out on that is love. There's two words, love and home.
Aw, that's so sweet. Hello, Dolores. Mm-hmm. Okay. So now we're going to jump in here. We've got Amanda has got flowers, trees, and rain. Yeah, I hear you on the rain. I got it. Okay. So when you're looking at that, Amanda, ask the flowers, what does it want you to know? What does the tree want you to know? What does the rain want you to know? And just sit with that for a second and type in here what comes to you. Everyone that wrote things down, the Tracy with the fence sky door, Mara has a bug cat in the lake. These are fun to just hear them. Cindy's got in the dark shadow of the oak tree out in the window, iPhone screen with you all. Okay, well, we know what that means. You're enlightening yourself with the show. Okay, so everybody, Linda's got broken ankle boot. Sorry, Linda. Knee walker and exhausted husband. Okay, so break these down, you guys. What does that all mean to you?
Well, and exactly, and like what you were saying, what feelings were there? So you always want to check in your feelings.
So what is the broken ankle boot telling you? What's its message? The knee walker, obviously you got the ankle boot, so you need the walker. And then the exhausted husband. What are your messages with that? The bug, the cat, the lake. Ask them, what do you want me to know? What kind of bug is it? What does the bug want you to know? What does the cat want you to know? Mm-hmm. You're getting a little leering energy with your cat, Mara. That's interesting. When I read that, I'm going to tell you what happened in my head. When I read the bug, cat, lake for Mara, it's like the cat morphed into a human figure with a cat face.
Oh, cool.
Okay. So there could be a big message for you in that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So now I got to remember yours, Amanda. Flowers, trees, and rain. So it connects me to the bees, I guess. I felt a calling to learn more about bees.
Wow.
So it's talking to you. You know what, Amanda? I had a woman one time, a client, that went into a lifetime where she was a bee.
Mm-hmm.
And then she went and talked to the bee council. Who knew that was a thing? And so she was communicating with this bee council, which was an extraterrestrial collective.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we got done with her session, she goes, I got to show you something. And she pulls out her phone and she opens up this whole room filled with pictures that she had painted of bees. She never knew why she was so drawn to them. Just, anyways, so check out the bees because there could be a really cool connection to them. And one of the things that I've found is the things that we wouldn't even think of, like ants and bees and butterflies and insects and the mantis beings, right? And all of the things, when you end up communicating with those collectives, like the insectoid collectives, they are so intelligent and they are so high vibrational and in tune with the earth and sounds and all the things, because they have to be to survive. And so tuning into them, it's like, oh my gosh, I should be. Well, when the movie Ant-Man came out, I thought that was so funny, you know, and then they really capture how powerful an ant is. And it's like, well, this is real true. You know, this, they are very powerful and they're hive-minded and, you know, they're collectives that work together. And there's so much to learn from these critters, right? So, okay, let's see. Linda says, I had a client that was a bee and got too upset when when his brother bee was squashed by unconscious dumb human.
Oh,
hey Linda, you're deflecting from your boot, your ankle boot. Come on, no. But no, it is. It's very interesting to do the insect lives. And so, Linda, I bet that was an interesting one.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be sad if you're buzzing around and somebody just squishes you, just squish you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Well, and that's the thing. When you have these kind of lives, you have these experiences, you completely see the whole, that all those kingdoms differently, you know, and it's like, you have a different respect, totally, you know, and it's really hard. I mean, you know how you, it's natural to swat at things and stuff like that. And we've had some, it's like, why does everybody want to hit me? Well, I don't understand this. I don't know. But, and it makes you think more about it. It's like, oh my gosh, you have to think, you know, before just swatting and killing it.
Yeah. I warn everything in my house. If you're going to be in here, I'm probably not going to let you live. So you got a choice. Get out. Or, you know, transition. Well,
it's like if you're going to interfere, like if you're crossing mine, because I'm going to try not to cross yours, but if you're, you know, so that it's like we need to live, this is my, we need to live amicably.
I have some hornet's nests that are in the corner of my house. I don't bother them. They don't bother me. Mm-hmm. And I tell them, as long as I don't know you're here, you're free to live. And we're going on probably 4 or 5 years of that now.
Yeah.
And with my kids too, because they're like, Mom, there's a hornet's nest up there. Should we get it down? I said, has it been bothering you? No. I said, I have an agreement with them. If they don't bother us, they can stay.
Exactly.
And so the kids all know this too, right? And so seriously, and one was laying on my sidewalk in the front the other day. And I looked at that and I looked up to where it came from and I was like, did somebody knock that down or is it just the time for this one to be done? And, you know, I'm asking in my head because I wanted to make sure that my kids didn't knock that down.
Right.
Because I don't want them mad at me. Right. I made an agreement with them.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but I heard, nope, this one was done. And so it was okay that one was laying there. And I don't think any of us did it. I think it just naturally fell.
Okay. Just came off.
Yeah. And, anyways, but it was interesting to check in just to make sure our contracts are still in place. You don't bug me, I don't bug you, you don't get sprayed, we all live happily ever after.
Right. Something happened, this is a couple years ago or whatever, this epiphany came to me, and this is a perfect timing because Halloween is coming up, so I love that. It just popped in my head and reminded me when you're talking about that, that I had. So I think I talked last week about a spider that's in my greenhouse that I talked to, and it moves, it stays out of my way. And it's, you know, it's, you're fine there as long as you're not, you know, just don't be in my face when I try to come in, you know, when I got to do my things and stuff. And he does, he scampers up to the roof and I'm up to the ceiling and he stays up there. I can't even see him because he's hiding on a board or something. And so I'm like, that works for me. And he builds the web so I can get through, you know,
it's
really cool. Anyway, a few years ago, a similar situation was going on in my house, and I had, you know, spider here, it was over off the counter on something that was there. And I mean, to say it, it's like, oh my gosh, people are gonna think, oh my god, I live, you know, do you ever clean kind of thing. but it was that thing of, here's a being, you know, I can't kill it. I can't kill spiders. I can't kill these things, you know. And I let it go through its cycle. You know, I just did its thing and I talked to it and stuff like that. And it hit me that, oh my gosh, this is what, you know, okay, how do I have to do this? You know, when people talk about witches and they always draw them, they always have a spider hanging off of their hat. And like, that's supposed to be creepy and everything.
Yeah.
And it was what hit me was that's all that was happening. Witches or whatever you want to call it, they were just working with the nature. And so that's why they drew that spider, was to indicate. So they're able to talk to the kingdoms, you know, the insects and the nature. And that's what that was all about. But then they want to make it something creepy, but it wasn't. It's just, this is the same thing. We're just,
but you know, how symbolic too, because people fear spiders.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody was telling me that they tuned into a spider at one point, like they were embodying the spider and what it felt like to be so scared of the humans, because the humans just squished them without,
yeah,
you know, because they can feel the fear of the human and then their aggression coming at them. They can feel all of that. And isn't that what was happening with the witches? People didn't understand them and they feared them. And so they squished them, you know, they got rid of them. They annihilated them.
Yeah.
So the spider is actually kind of symbolic for that as well.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, when that was all that was, it was just nature worshiper, nature respect. Oh, they're saying not worshipers, it was nature respecters.
Respecters. Nice. Mm-hmm. That's going to be everyone's word of the week. I'm a nature respecter.
Uh-huh, a nature respecter.
Okay, Tracy, let's go see what yours was. Got to find it. Okay, fence, sky, door. And then your first comment was, I think it means doors open and I have a few obstacles, but this in the sky, I have a few obstacles. The sky is the
yeah,
limit.
Because the fence is representing an obstacle.
Okay. And then the sky is the
boundary.
Limit, meaning I'm going into the right direction. Perfect. Okay. And then, okay, the huntsman spider is separate. So that's cool. Who else have we got in here? Cindy saying, I love the darkness, my oak tree, and you all. So it's all about the love with Cindy. Okay. okay. The huntsman spider that used to live behind my mirror, he is fine there. One night he moved to above my bed. It was game over and I had to leave. He had to leave. Yeah. They don't get to come anywhere near the bed. Yes.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like, no, this is my area. You know, you have, that's you drawing your boundaries, and but you just communicate that with them. And that's what I was saying is, like, I take these walks every day and you know my driveway, and I'll have trees on both sides, and they'll build webs right there. Cause I imagine that's a corridor for bugs, and it's probably a great place to catch all these bugs and their webs. But the thing is, they build them at my height. So I'm hitting them. I'm like, you know, I don't like this. And sometimes I can see it. Sometimes the sun will be reflecting on it. Then I have noticed and I can duck or whatever. So that happened a few times where when I hit it, it tears up their web. So I don't remember if I said anything, but like the next day or something, I came out and their webs were higher so I could walk right under them.
Nice. See,
that's all I needed. I was like, you know, just your, can you move this a little bit? And that's like the one in the greenhouse. I just stay over here. They listen. They understand.
Yeah, they really do. Mm-hmm. It's like the Charlotte's Web, right?
Yeah.
Maybe we could get them to spell something in there for us, especially with Halloween. But yeah, exactly. I have a little guy in my house that he's been there for, I've noticed him for a couple of weeks now. And I'm like, I yelled at him for not doing his job. I said, I just had to swat some flies. You're not doing your job.
Probably like, they need to get over here.
You need to usher them this way, lady.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, smart spot. He's right by the back door, so that he can try and catch them coming and going. But
yeah,
now he's in my doghouse.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I mean, they're very clever where they put their webs.
Yeah, they seem to know. They seem to know how they're going to get fed. Mm-hmm. They don't like to starve.
No.
So, yeah. Oh, good. So, got it.
Show on spiders.
This is a nice way to round it up with Halloween coming and all of that. But, you know.
Yeah.
Is anybody doing any ceremonies over the holiday weekend? I have on Sunday I get to go one of my friends is doing, taking us on a little shaman journey, and we're going to sit around a fire if it's not raining. And and he's got drums and rattles and different things. I love that kind of stuff. I'll be like drooling, going, yeah, take me away. I don't know what it is about that drumming, the native drumming sound. Is like, I'm out. I'm going to go journey. Have a nice day. But it's always so fun. And so that's kind of my All Souls big wide open fun stuff. You got anything going on? You going to a Halloween party or anything?
Yeah, I'm now there's two parts to this. Eureka does Halloween up big, apparently. And my brother and sister-in-law they got married on Halloween. So they always like to go over there and go to haunted hotels and things like that for their anniversary. Anyway, they're over there now, and there's supposed to be a zombie crawl tomorrow. And
I've done one of those.
Have you? I've never been to one. And then there's Halloween on Monday, of course. Anyway, they invited me, working on stuff to create as a costume for it and everything. But now it's supposed to be raining, and so we don't. Just got over there, and they said it's so packed. I mean, cars were backed up clear down the highway. Wow. Couldn't get in. So I don't know. It's and then yes, we may just be waiting until Halloween to do something. We'll just see.
So did they come back, or were they staying?
No, they're staying over there because that's their, and they had a hotel room, and then they're getting into the haunted hotel for their anniversary. So that'd be cool.
You know what? I've seen some of the hotels over there, and I would stay in the one that's not haunted and go visit the other one. Some of those are little creepy looking buildings, man.
Yeah.
If you guys have never been to Eureka, Arkansas, it is really neat little town.
And it's the hotels there, but they're on national news. I mean, on whatever, what would that be? They've got national press. I mean, they are notarized as haunted. They are legitimate haunted hotels.
I'm sure they've had all the ghost hunters there. I've heard stories.
I haven't seen anything. I just felt stuff, but I haven't.
Yeah.
I haven't seen anything. But anyway, yeah, they're fun. If you want to have an experience.
I think that would be a great way. All right. So I know we're running out of time. So let's talk about that reunion.
Yes. Yeah, we finally launched the announcement. So, and emails will be going out soon and things, but February 2nd to the 6th, we're going to have our QHHT practitioner reunion in Kauai, Hawaii. So excited.
Yes. And I'm so honored to get to have sacrificed myself to go check that out with you a few weeks back.
Thank healing. You so much.
Yeah, you guys, this resort is phenomenal. Mm-hmm. America's best pool, is that what it is?
Voted the best pool in America.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And that's pretty cool. It's layers of waterfalls and pools, and their courtyard and areas is just gorgeous.
And we're going to have a luau there and sound healing there on the premises there by the pool. And then we're also going to go on a hike into, I can't remember the name of it, a heritage trail, something like that. And do a Lemurian ceremony while we're out there.
I can't wait for that. Cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Love it.
And then, and then we've got lots of fun things that we do as groups. And then we're allowing there's time every day where you can go off and explore on your own, do sessions, whatever you want to do. So we're not taking up the entire time. You're in Hawaii. You want to enjoy Hawaii and each other.
Go sit by the pool or on a beach or go snorkel or go play. Mm-hmm. We did all kinds of things while we were there. We did the horseback riding, the luau, the
and snorkeling,
massages, snorkeling, all of it. So there's nothing there that, there's something to do.
Yeah.
Every budget, you can grab a snorkel set and go snorkeling. You can just go for a walk on a beach or sit by the ocean or play by the pool. It's just got something for everybody.
Absolutely.
I will say this though. You were saying that we're going to go on a walking trail or walking path. Uh-huh. Imagine that's not going to be like right there by the hotel. So is my recommendation to people, I know you can get shuttle buses to things and stuff, but I think for my personal experience, rent a car.
Rent a car, or we have places that we, you know, everybody can start communicating with each other to do coordinate ride shares, room shares, things like that. So
have that arranged, guys. Yeah. Because you're gonna wish that you did, because even though we're sitting in a beautiful piece of paradise that is like, if you never left that hotel, you would still have an amazing time.
Exactly.
You would have an amazing time. But if you want to go see anything else, it would be in your favor to have, because their cabs and I think they have like two Uber drivers on the entire island, and cabs were just as hard to find. So I recommend, just my personal preference, get a car, or know that you have transportation lined up. That would be ideal.
Come join us.
More information, so where do they sign up?
UNKHTofficial.com. Right now it's not on the homepage, but it is on the trainings. You can get in there. We will have information on the homepage very soon.
It's also on Facebook. If it's easier for you to find it there, go to go to any of the QHHT pages, and it'll be there.
And we got
to
go.
All right, guys. See you in Hawaii.
Yes, Hawaii.
All right. Bye, everyone.